Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Screwed up the start, didn't I?
Oh, it's okay.
I looked at 104.1 and I read it as 1:41 p.m.
And we are 40 minutes late in starting the show.
Dave's
hello,
as
everyone.
Good as he has ever been. Hasn't lost his fastball.
14:01 041.
Niner. So Wheeler is out today. He'll be back tomorrow. Andrew's in the big room.
I'm in the big room. I like being in the big room.
He's a big boy.
Now we can't talk about you on breaks.
It does feel like when you get to sit at the big kids table.
Yeah.
Not helped by the fact that I am at least one full foot lower than both of you, like looking around the room. You can't tell on the cameras, but there are elevation differences in this room.
It's like the Olympics.
And I will spend the next 4 hours looking up at both of you like this.
As it should be.
Yeah. It's fine.
Dave, can you believe it's anniversary week?
No. Well, yeah, because everyone's talking to me about it, making plans for it, so I can believe it, but it's, it's cool.
I'm really excited for Thursday.
Anniversaries are weird, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're just so into round numbers.
Yeah.
That, like, we didn't have a big celebration for the 23rd anniversary. You're like, whatever.
Not even sure we mentioned it.
I celebrated by myself.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I was thinking about that, like, kind of that same thing, that it's like 25, so we make this huge deal. But, like, last year, I think we, like, I'm not even sure if we mentioned it
like,
on the air at any point.
You know, like I said, when I turned 61, I'm like, 61. Yeah. It's the most boring age of any age,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of good, because at 60, people are like, oh, 60. But when we have our 26th anniversary,
this is
your first year into your next 25.
Mm-hmm. But I'm excited for Thursday. It's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody should make a note to tune in because there's going to be lots of fun stuff.
And yeah. Do we want to preview it or keep it a surprise?
Let's keep it a surprise.
Yeah, I think we should keep it a surprise.
It'll be fun. It's just going to be lots of fun special guests coming through and... Fun,
are there any surprises to me or do I know everything?
Fun memories. As of right now, you know everything.
Okay.
Because I've been working with you a very, very long time, and I know that surprises
not a big surprise guy
aren't always your favorite, which is valid, which has always been kind of trouble for me. Like I have to, Rachel knows I run a lot of stuff by her. Like if I have an idea, because I love surprising people, and she helps keep it grounded and go like,
well, just so
maybe just make sure
we don't talk about this because that would be insane. But just so you know, I'm not like. Someone's going to get fired if I get surprised.
No, not at all. That's not what you prefer.
Well, it's his day and we want him to have a good day. So I think rolling it out and not surprising him is the right choice.
Yes, very,
sure.
Very, very much. And also, yeah, if it were up to me, everything would be a surprise. And when you surprise somebody, as I've gotten caught with many people in the past, when you surprise people... sometimes they don't like it that much. Well, like, sometimes the surprise falls flat because it's not what they would have wanted or whatever. You know what I mean?
You know what it is to me? Because everyone has different... Some people love surprises. Some people hate them. Here's what it is for me. And this is ironic, given what I do for a living. Where I'm, like, begging people, like, listen to me. Watch me. Me. It's when the surprise is something in a room full of people when everyone's staring at you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, if right now... someone from the past show walked through the door and they're like, look, it's Dave Murray came in. Like, great. Like, that's a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
If it were my birthday and I'm not expecting something
right.
and everyone walks in with a cake singing, even though it only lasts like a minute, it's just an uncomfortable minute.
Yes. And you don't know what to do with your face.
Right.
And you're like, am I reacting the proper way
I've
to this?
And I've said many times, I'm the worst gift getter in the world. Excellent gift giver. Terrible at getting them. Every Christmas morning, it's just like, okay, it's Dad's turn. Let's just wait for the disappointment. And I'm not. I'm just like, I don't know what to do. So
we got a whole week of it, Dave. Buckle in. Everyone's looking at you.
A cake a day.
And let's go ahead and bring in that cake right now.
I wish.
We had a surprise this morning. So this is our week where the sales department locks in the annuals, you know, like all the advertisers who are consistent advertisers. So all week it's like shenanigans and fun for the sales department to keep them motivated because it's a big week. And each day a different signal, a different station is featured. And today was KMOX day. And to surprise the sales staff, and they invited all of us as well, they brought in John O'Leary from Man on Fire, the gentleman who was burned over 100% of his body when he was 9 years old and had this amazing relationship with Jack Buck and Ozzie Smith and the movies out there right now, number 5 in the country. And first time I had met John, I think he's been on the other shows, but we've not yet met him. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like I was thinking, oh, let's see what this guy has. I mean, I know his story. So I was very excited to meet him, but I thought his talk was really next level.
Oh, I agree.
It was that's so great. Genuine.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, and that's what really brings it down for me. Doing this for 25 years, and I've just done a bunch of interviews with a bunch of magazines because of the 25 year thing, and they keep asking like, why 25 years? Like, how did you make it, and what was it? And I really come back. I'm not the most genuine person in the world as far as like, oh, he's a saint. No, I've been very honest about that. No, but the show is genuine.
Yeah,
the show is genuine, and it really made an impression on me today because I see more speakers who I don't like than speakers who I do.
Yeah.
And John was so very genuine.
Well, and he has a very genuine connection to KMOX. And I mean, that's why he came in, was to speak about KMOX, the brand. And when someone's speaking from their heart like that, it really comes across. And I felt the same way as you, Dave. I was like, all right, this will be cool. And then he actually started speaking, and it really felt like a privilege to have him here today.
Yes.
Yeah, happy to let myself be inspired by this very personal connection to the radio, especially. Like, just...
yeah.
Like the media of radio, he has such a deep connection to it and a deep love for it, and that really was clear in his speech, and it was nice to hear. It's easy to get cynical at this job,
it is.
And it's easy to go like, you know, well, what's even the state of, you know, this, what we're doing, what's even the importance of it, and all that. And so it's nice to have somebody come in who's like, doesn't have to really get into their deep and personal relationship with it, but was willing to in a way that's like, okay, yeah. No,
it was also great because we are so, like all of you out there, you are just enmeshed with your career, with what you do for a living. You can tell me everything there is to know about being a meter reader or an oncologist or whatever it happens to be, and I'm just on the outside knowing none of it. And so there's this real inferiority complex going on with radio nationally, where it's just like, oh, it's a dying industry and it's this and it's this. And John really pushed back on that. I mean, he didn't say this, I'm saying it, but I mean, hamburgers have been around for a pretty friggin' long time too, right? No one's slowing down on that. And he pointed out that he's like, I think KMOX's best days can be ahead of them, certainly as good as the past. You can be very relevant, and here's why. And he gave a real reason, and I thought it was pretty good. He said, right now, everyone is obsessed with social media and algorithms and AI and all this stuff. And you guys know, I've said this privately and on the show, that my theory is that in the next several years, we don't know how quickly AI is going to be rolled out, but when we really get to it, and we're seeing it now on our TikToks and televisions and all this stuff that looks like reality, I think we're going to push back. I think we inherently, as humans, want human interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, no one would be married. We'd all have a sex doll, right? A lot easier, a lot cheaper, but we crave real, true human interactions. And so he said, you can be one of the many. social media, you can be one of one. You know, Venerable KMOX with the all new lineup, and you know, so it was really cool. So I appreciate what John had to say.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I want to go see Soul on Fire.
Me too.
It looks good.
Yeah, I was going to see it anyway, but now I'm really excited to see it. Another thing too that he didn't touch on this. He didn't talk about anything political. But this Thursday is the 25th anniversary of 97.1 and my 25th anniversary because they started the same day, October 16th of 2000. And next Thursday, 97.1 is having a shindig. And they really want me to be there. And I said, I'm a little sheepish about it. I don't know. I don't know how I'll be accepted. And I certainly don't want to steal anyone's thunder. This has been your station for 5 years. But Trisha, who runs it with Steve, who's a great friend of mine, really, really like convinced me that I should do it. And,
oh, cool.
And I want to make this point. This show, you may not feel is always welcome for you politically because you are farther out from us either way. And if I haven't made it clear, let me make it clear now. I don't promise for myself or on behalf of anyone on the show that we're going to agree with you. We might even get salty with you the way you do with your friends. But everyone is welcome. Everyone from socialist to the hardest right MAGA. We may not agree, but you are welcome. And I think the 60 or 70% of people in the middle, in kind of the squishy, gooey center of the chocolate chip cookie, need to not get out of the shadows, as in you need to get out there and get a bullhorn and put a sign in your... No, but just engage with things that are open and welcoming, not just siloed by nature and by definition and by strategy. And that's us. Mm-hmm. Quick break, right back. Where do I want to go? Where do I want to go? I have the funniest kids.
What happened?
I really do. I know everyone's like, my kids are the most beautiful, funny, genius. You know, like, I don't think that about my kids, but they're funny. And Phoebe came home this weekend for fall break, and we're all together, and we're just, you know, having dinner and laughing and stuff, telling stories. And Maureen was telling a story about she had a bird when she was little and she tried to make it talk. And it's a long way around for just one line, but it's, you know, and Phoebe said something that just really made me laugh. And it really made me think. She goes, I'm surprised we don't have a bigger problem with the fact that birds talk. And I was like, yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm with it.
Like if you just started out from scratch, okay, scratch. And you said, by the way, one of these two animals are going to talk. Chimpanzees or birds. You'd be like, chimpanzees. They got fingers and like they're 98% of us. Birds is friggin' no. Mm-hmm. That's a hard pass. No, birds can't talk. Made sense.
I was very afraid the first time I met someone's pet bird as a child.
Don't blame it.
It's in the cage. It's flapping around. It's got the, you know, the claws and the beak and it's frightening.
Was it a talker?
I don't think it was a talker.
Yeah.
I think it was just like a parakeet or something, but comfortable.
I don't like that they can replicate like all sound, like sound effects even. Like if like beeps and boops and crashes and they can all come out of their stupid little beaks. That's terrifying.
I had one. So when I was little, my sister loved on payday, she would grab me and my nieces. We'd go to Kmart. We just like, you know, go on a buying spree.
Oh, yeah.
And we were somewhere like that that had animals. And she goes, you want a bird? I'm like, yeah, I want a bird. So I don't know what kind it was. It was like a Kmart bird.
Mm-hmm.
And it was blue. And I got the whole regalia with the, you know, the bird cage and the whole bit. And the very first thing that happened when I got it home is it got out and it flew directly into a wall.
Yep.
Did I tell this last week?
No, I just know I'm it. Just imagining. No, I've never even heard the story. I just know how birds are and they suck.
It flew directly into a wall and fell down dead.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get a whipping for this. My sister spent good money on this bird. Oh my God, it's alive. And it just came back to life. But it was never the same. It was like Pet Cemetery.
Yeah.
It was brain damaged.
Yeah.
And so it had a water bucket, basically. And if you walked in the room, it would stick its head underwater in the water bucket and just look at you until you like tap the cage and it'd be like, okay.
How long did you have this bird?
I have no idea.
Do you remember what you named it?
No. No. I could have had it for a week or a year. I don't remember. It's just like, I just know I had a blue bird that was resurrected.
I know they exist. I have heard the legends, but I don't personally know anybody who owns a bird and is like super happy about it. Because one of the things...
There are people who are obsessed.
There are people who are obsessed.
The big ones live like 100 years.
But that's the thing. A lot of people don't realize when you get like a cockatiel or whatever, you're making like a lifelong commitment. Yeah. That bird's going to outlive you.
Yes.
And you're going to have to... I know birds that have outlived their owners and been passed on to the owner's very unwilling children. But they're like, this is like my father's legacy, I guess. So I have to keep this stupid screaming bird that sounds like a ghost in the middle of the night. I hate birds. Like, I like birds as a thing, but I hate, like, domesticate, like, quote-unquote, because they're not domesticated.
Gotcha.
They're horrible, mean... Ugh.
Gotcha. I have a new phrase that Gen Z's using for something we all know about. Have you heard of FOBO?
FOBO.
Yeah. There's FOMO, fear of missing out. FOBO is fear of a better offer.
Ugh.
Mm. I know. Isn't that pukey?
Yeah.
So if I call Andrew and I'm like, hey, we're going to Ren Faire. You want to go?
Mm-hmm.
But he also knows that Rachel has tickets to Rush, but she hasn't asked him yet. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
If I commit to Ren Faire and then she asks me to rush, it's going to be really weird.
Well, then you're asking for no plans at all because no one's inviting you to rush. Just take, if somebody offers you plans, take them or don't because you don't want to.
By the way, I may have spoken too soon. I told Nick, hey, buddy, guess what we're doing this summer? We're going to Rush. We're going to stay in Chicago and we're going to a Cubs game.
Yeah.
And I looked at the tickets.
For Rush?
Anywhere close is 1,500 or more.
What?
What?
The very back section was like 500.
Dude, that's...
Rachel and I are both rushing to, no pun intended, to these...
I was looking at Ticketmaster or StubHub, I think.
Okay. I mean, I would like to see Rush as much as the next person, but that is exorbitant.
Yeah.
Okay,
that is crazy.
So I might be able to help.
Okay.
So what you were buying... We're looking into were the ultra super duper pre-sale tickets that had already been bought by like whatever giant, because I have fallen into this trap with the K-pop stuff for the wife.
Okay.
And so you were seeing resale from people who bought the super duper early that are trying to basically trick you into paying that much.
What's my alternative?
Your alternative would be waiting till like now to where I'm seeing like... 400 or 500 each for like the 100 level. Not like...
Like the good ones.
Yeah, like 100 level seats. Like, so like the first
level. Where are you
looking? This is on vividseats.com.
Okay.
Are they playing at Wrigley?
No, they're playing at Enterprise Center.
Okay.
United Center,
right.
Which is like Enterprise Center in Chicago.
Yeah. Okay, I was going to say, that's crazy that they're both named Enterprise Center. That's cool.
Yeah.
Because the other thing, I guess they're playing 4 days at United Center. So you should be able to get some reasonably priced tickets at some point if they're doing four shows.
Yeah.
You would have to think.
Plus, I know them.
Plus, you know them.
Yeah. We spent 30 seconds together in a line.
Yeah, you're besties.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On KMOX 133. A little gravel in my voice today.
A little bit.
Yeah. Even I think it's sexy.
It's Monday.
Oh, by the way, for celebration purposes of the 25th anniversary, it's not in stone yet, but just like save the date. My band and another band are looking at doing a 25th anniversary party out in St. Peter's. I'll tell you exactly where, obviously. But save the date for this Black Friday matinee. So like maybe a 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. show, two bands. You know, Black Friday's over by then. Yeah. I don't think Black Friday is nearly as big a deal as it used to be. And come out in the afternoon, be home by 8 o'clock, have some more turkey, watch the Glover Band and another great band.
It's going to be awesome.
Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, does anyone line up for Black Friday these days?
I don't know. I never did. I that's one thing I missed out in my life. Maureen and her sisters used to do it religiously. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, she'd get up at 4 a.m. and go to Kmart to get a TV, whatever it was. But I don't think even they do that as much as they used to.
I mean, yeah. It was worth it back in the day, but now that you can order everything online, right. I'm sure that. But no, when I was working at the mall, that was always just the craziest day. And it was almost worse to close that night because that crowd of people were all like mad that they didn't get the morning deals.
I get
just
that.
Just a strange day for retail workers.
There was always a weird amount of people that would show up at like 3:30 and like everything's gone. All the good. And it's like, well, yeah, because those people.
Yeah, it started at 4 a.m.
Yeah, those people got here at 4 a.m. Like those deals, that. Super good TV deal or whatever has been gone for 12 hours. Like, yeah.
So anyway, come to a band concert.
Yeah. Awesome.
I have a thought before we get to Razor's Edge. Okay. And I'm only saying this because I think people will relate. Everyone has their own metric for what kind of shape they're in. And I am either skinny for being fat or fat for being skinny. But I'm right on my edge. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yep.
Any more and I'm fat.
Yep.
Any less and I'm skinny. Right now I'm playing a dangerous game.
I've always thought of myself as fat for being skinny too. So I'm right there with you.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah.
Right?
I get it.
Like for a skinny guy, he's kind of chubby. For a big guy, he's fairly thin.
Lithe.
Razor's Edge?
Yeah, I want to talk about this Tucker Boulevard cycle track project that was recently announced. So Tucker Boulevard in the city of St. Louis happens to run just in front of KMOX. We are at Olive and Tucker, and this is a new project that they've unveiled that's going to be really great for pedestrians and cyclists, and that includes us and really anyone who's hanging out in downtown St. Louis. So I'm just very excited for this, and I wanted to share. So it's going to go from Wash Ave to Shoto Avenue, and what they're going to do is they're going to do some pedestrian and traffic calming improvements. And anyone can check this out. You can go to stlouis-mo.gov or just Google like Tucker Boulevard traffic calming. But some of the pedestrian and traffic calming improvements are bulb outs at intersections and driveways. So this is great because pedestrians are going to be in a more visible location to people driving by. That's good for them. That's good for us when we're walking to lunch. And it provides shorter crossing distance. You guys know we cross Tucker and it's like, dude, that took like 30 full seconds. And you're like picking up your pace so you don't get hit by a car by the end of the crossing of the street. They're doing some high visibility continental style pavement markings and crosswalks. Had to look up what the continental style meant. It's just thick white stripes in the crosswalk that's really easy for everybody to spot.
Like Abbey Road.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, obviously we don't have anything like that right now. new pedestrian push buttons, signal heads, countdown timers. This is really cool. I don't know if you guys ever, so I always take 44 home. So I ended up driving past City Hall like right after 5 o'clock, pretty much every single day. People are getting out of work and then they're crossing that street. I guess there's a parking garage or something on the other side of Tucker. I feel so bad for these folks who are leaving City Hall because you can tell it's like, it's a little bit anxiety inducing. Yes, to cross Tucker, like no one's really stopping for you. You got to figure it out. Well, they're doing a mid-block pedestrian refuge at City Hall. So I guess that means in the middle of the street, they're going to have a place for you to hang out. So you only have to cross half of Tucker. Then you can kind of collect yourself and then go on to the other half. I think that's great. Curb ramps, southbound lane reduction, these are all great. And then some bicycle facility upgrades, like the continental markings that we talked about at intersections. Green pavement, high visibility green pavement for the cyclists, protected two-way cycle track, raised concrete medians. But no, I think this is a long time coming, something downtown St. Louis desperately needs, and I cannot wait for this to happen.
Not crapping on it. I think it's a great idea, long time coming, and it's literally our backyard. So it's great for the four of us. My only thing is this. We all know what downtown drivers are like. And you can have the greatest systems, and the systems help. It's sort of like gun control, right? If someone's going to go crazy and shoot people up at a QT, it's hard to stop them. But you can put speed bumps. And with this, you can literally put speed bumps. But if people drive 80 blowing through red lights like we see them all the time do, it's not going to matter. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I'm very glad they're doing it. Thank you. That's great.
What does lane reduction mean? So southbound lane reduction, I don't really know what that means.
I believe they're going to get rid of one of the lanes. Because, as you know, it's like, Tucker is way too wide.
Yeah.
It's crazy. We don't have that heavy of traffic in downtown St. Louis. I think this is a great thing. I totally hear what you're saying, Dave. Just all of these things make it more difficult to get in that headspace to go 80, whereas right now it's just like, all right, I'll fly down Tucker. So anyway, that's super exciting. stlouis-mo.gov, again, if you would like to go check that out. Okay, for the second half of Razor's Edge, I have another local story. Well, it's actually not really local. I don't know if you guys saw this viral post recently. It says it came out of St. Louis. A 26-year-old Olive Garden waitress was arrested after what police described as a gratuity dispute that got out of control. They're saying this happened in the city of St. Louis. Apparently, the waitress had been serving a couple on a date night who ran up a $94 bill with pasta, wine, and apps. They left her no tip. She then allegedly slammed the receipt into their table and shouted, "Unlimited breadsticks doesn't mean unlimited free labor."
It's a pretty good line.
It's quite the line.
She wrote that ahead of time.
Yeah.
Police say she then grabbed a basket of breadsticks and hurled it at the couple, striking the man in the chest. She then shoved the woman towards the wall and accused them of stealing her wages.
Okay.
Of course, she was arrested on charges of assault and disorderly conduct. They then, in this viral post, show a mugshot of this 26-year-old-ish blonde lady.
She looked like a breadstick thrower?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, I think we all have it in us, so I'll say, she does look like a breadstick thrower.
Yeah.
The problem is, none of this happened.
What?
None of this happened.
What?
This was posted by a Facebook account called Pure Videos. So just created a completely fake post.
See?
Shared it with their 1.7 million followers. And the photo they used was real. That was the only real part of the post, but it wasn't a mugshot of a young lady who was arrested for throwing breadsticks at Olive Garden. It was a young lady who was arrested for like public intoxication at some point.
So did the event happen and they just dramatized it, or the event didn't happen at all?
I think they made the entire thing up.
Wow.
So the young lady who's featured in the photo, her name is Megan Ashley Davis, and she's a student at College Station in Texas. And she said it's her worst nightmare coming to reality because even though her name wasn't included in this fake post, People were able to like scan the image and backtracer.
Reverse image search, it's called, and find people's names and stuff.
And they started harassing her. People really didn't like the breadstick throwing, or I guess the free unlimited labor, whatever line. And she was like terribly harassed online. The original post has been taken down, but copies of it have been circulating on Facebook and X.
Man, I would need Brad Young for this one. It's above my pay grade at this point, but that it feels like it should be a great lawsuit against those guys.
Yeah.
On her behalf.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as what they did to that young girl at Ole Miss when the...
Yeah.
Pat McAfee and those guys said that she was sleeping with the coaches.
Man, I
the coaches.
About that.
It was like her boyfriend's dad. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's in that league.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Even Olive Garden tried to help. They ended up commenting on one of these fake posts and saying, like, this person does not work for Olive Garden. The incident described never occurred. The page that originally shared this false story has posted similar hoaxes involving multiple brands.
See, this is something, I mean, we're dealing with it right now, but it's something that in the future, like when Phoebe's a full-on grown-up with a family, you wonder whether it's going to be an everyday struggle or if we're going to come up with something like you guys talked about, watermarks, or if there's a federal law that you have to mark something that's AI as such, which is why, I could be wrong, I think humans are going to push back against it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
48DGSNCableX. If you want to watch us do the show, you can go to YouTube or Facebook and stream, and you can put your comment up there. We have probably about 30 or 40 regulars every day, and then people come in and out. Mitch, one of our favorites, says, did Wheels get banned from the DGS? Ha ha. Actually, Mitch, Wheels got into a fight with Dave Murray, and we had to let both of them go. So,
Shame.
That's it. Glenn Zimmerman will be on at 3:30, and
oh, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that just be
heaven? To dream?
Oh, to dream.
No, Kevin's under the weather. He'll be back tomorrow. No big whoop. Rach, what else you got?
Okay, so since we were just talking about AI, and since you just brought up the whole watermark thing, I wanted to bring up this article I read in the Wall Street Journal this weekend, basically diving into the fact that our likeness, the way we look, is now fair game for AI. The article is called Our Faces No Longer Belong to Us. And it was basically this woman is writing a story about how a family member ended up sending her an image of a baby dressed in an elf outfit, I guess in anticipation of Christmas, but it was her baby. This woman's baby. So the family member is, you know, operating with the best of intentions, isn't thinking like, oh, some people don't like this AI thing. Because there are a lot of people out there who just, there isn't any sort of gag reflex. It's just like, oh, this is fun. Let's dive right in and let's go. Others have an issue with it. So her cousin took a photo from their family group chat, uploaded it into some AI, and made this AI image of her baby boy. And... yeah, she said it really weirded her out. So she decided to go look into like OpenAI's new Sora video app. Now, there are maybe some more guardrails on this than we were speculating last week. Some of these guardrails being, Sora has blocked videos about, let's say, Taylor Swift or George Clooney. If you're a living celebrity, you can't go in there and type in, like, Taylor Swift doing something she's not supposed to be doing. You're not able to do that. But if you're dead, you're pretty much free game. Tupac, Einstein, Abraham Lincoln, Bob Ross, John F. Kennedy, you can make them do pretty much whatever. So that's a strange
line
in the sand, yes. Martin Luther King Jr., I just, as a piece of advice to anyone out there, don't make an AI video of Martin Luther King Jr. Just don't do it. It doesn't seem like a good idea.
F around and find out.
And OpenAI says it's taking steps to protect user privacy. You can even go in and stop the company from using your content to train its models. Even if you're using the software, you can block that content that you're uploading from being shared. The thing is, how many people are actually going to think to take that step? I don't think it's something that Sora is like offering you as you log in.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Sora app is crazy stuff. It's part video generator, part social network. So from what I understand, and I do believe at this point the Sora app is still invite only, I could upload the three of our images and then it's just like, hey, me, Dave, and Andrew climbing Mount Everest together. And that's kind of the point of the app. I didn't understand when I first heard about this that you would be inserting yourself into the AI videos.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense from a social media standpoint.
Yeah, Brian says that he saw an AI video this weekend of Mr. Rogers giving Tupac rap lyric suggestions. I saw Ed Gein visiting Mr. Rogers. So,
dude, don't do that. That's wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really don't have the Tupac thing is like kind of cute and funny, but don't make the serial killer go visit Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
That's upsetting. Yeah. People can't secretly make videos of you on the Sora app, so they can't download or screen record videos with multiple cameos in it. And let's say you have an account, Dave, I have an account, I'm using Dave Glover in my videos. You can go in and delete your appearance on my video across all accounts if you want. So, I mean, that is comforting and good news. Mm-hmm. So there are some guardrails there, but the whole, like, you have to be alive to be protected by this is odd to me. Mm-hmm. Because at least if you're living, you can be like, hey, that wasn't me. But if you're Mr. Rogers, it's like, there he is riding a Harley Davidson and drinking a bottle of liquor. It's like, no, don't do that to Mr. Rogers.
I have a question. I mean, I feel certain this is happening, but I saw Ed Gein visit Mr. Rogers this weekend. But what are we doing about cancer?
Great point, yeah. Dave.
What are we doing about Alzheimer's?
Yeah.
What are we doing about sickle cell? We have this amazing, we have the quantum computers, we have AI that's all but to the singularity, and we're using it, making Jim Neighbors pop out of an apple pie.
Like, yeah, you're touching on something that I've had kind of loosely kicking around my head for a couple of years now, which is just that, like, this concept that we have, technology is expanding in the wrong ways. We have exactly what you said. We have the ability to have Mr. Rogers and Ed Gein have a conversation about being serial killers, but we are no closer to like major infrastructural changes. We're no closer for healthcare reform. We're no closer to curing cancer.
Do you think there's anything to? I feel like it's a really big statement, but that our generation and for a while is and has been obsessed with being entertained, that like for my parents, at least World War II generation, work came first, family came first, then you can watch Carol Burnett and eat ice cream. Mm-hmm. But for us, it's like, oh, we've reached the singularity. Let's make dead people do crazy stuff.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're onto something there. We prize being entertained over anything else.
Over anything else.
That's why, like, the moral compass of the country has shifted within the past 20 or so years, because it's like, yeah, I really don't like what that person did, but they're so funny. Oh, I love their social media content, so I'm just going to keep supporting that.
Yeah.
Look, that's just the way it's shaking out, but I have to acknowledge it. It's happening. Just to wrap up the segment and to wrap up the article, I thought this was kind of cool. They closed the article out by talking about our pal, meteorologist Bree Smith. And, you know, she obviously had a horrible experience with AI that she's talked about here on the Dave Glover Show. But I thought that was cool that she was in the Wall Street Journal article about that. And she has been advocating for this for a lot longer than most people have been speaking up about it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.